Indeed, we are delighted to be amongst friends, yes, pals, cohorts. Now, we say this liberally and with love, and we ask you to attune to the truth, to the vibrational reality of such, because as you consider yourselves to be the beggar woman, the beggar man, you are without recourse, you are without resources primarily. It is for you to establish yourself as the prince, as the king, as the queen, and establish your queendom as such. Because as you get ready to herald in truth, you are brokering with your true reality, with your true inheritance, with the true essence of the divine energy of love. Now, all love is all pervasive. It is captivating. It is exhilarating, and it is powerful. That is what you have denied yourselves up to now, the right to this power, the right to transform all of reality, seemingly at will. Now, you are moving into a place where you are having to make decisions, primarily adjusting to new realities as energies twist and turn. What you are facing, dear ones, are programs of the past. In other words, when things seem to be falling apart, say bravo, say good cheer, because you are realizing that the old structure must leave, must depart at will. Now, as you program in your new sequence, you will be delighted at the transformational potentiality that ensues, because you have the right to dismiss false charges against self. You have the right to release your ties to the ego clinging, the ego nightmare, if you shall, that says there is not enough for everyone, that I must close my heart to another to ensure that I have enough for myself. You see, this is the crime and punishment, the belief that others should be punished, ultimately that you should be punished. It is your right to claim the release of such a falsehood. You do this primarily by extending your aptitude for love in all situations. In other words, only love lives here. It is your right to claim this. It is your right to view each and every one that the universe brings you as a sovereign being of light, as a master. As you will gently attune your focus to this attunement, this reality, what you are doing is adjusting your perception of self. In other words, you are making decisions daily, moment to moment, at a very rapid pace in terms of what you believe about self. As you continue to conspire with the reality that there are enemies that can do this or that to you, that you can suffer, that you can be without your divine inheritance in all its myriad of beautiful forms of light. You see, you have the light of the angels, you have the light of the future, you have the light of the past, you have the light of it all, because all is transforming into this very reality. It has been said there is no past or future, there is just the now. And so what is occurring is your execution of that which you have been gifted to you. You have free will. It has always been your right to activate as such. Now, as you are most willing to release the old energies of the past timelines, your own future divine appointment will settle in quite rapidly at heralding lightning speed, and will captivate your audiences. It is because you will begin to see them with the light. As you recognize their potential, as you recognize the light stream coming through their eyes, as you feel their empowerment, as you decide to witness the energy of love before you, what you will ground in is the essence of your true nature. You see, there are karmic winds that are due to change. These karmic lessons that you have been fighting with the devil, so to speak, They are due to be a past thing as you enter in your new paradigm. Now, each of you have the permission to pass this exit exam, if you will. As you are exiting, please leave your trash in the receptacle. You see, these are wise words. Anything that makes you feel you are somehow separate from what you are glancing upon is the trash, is the belief in separation, that you are separate from your beloved. That is a belief of old energy, that you are separate from anything you have need of, whether it is to fill the belly or fill the bank account or to bring forth beautiful energy exchanges of love through a beloved in a myriad of forms. You see, the beloved is communicating with you at every turn. It is the energy of divinity, of your own inner sanctuary, of your own heart. You are the one that has been, how shall we say, the closed ears to the divine chorus that is singing your homecoming. You are not far off from this realization. Your focus is primary. As you focus on the possibilities of transferring this new awakened awareness, moment by moment, you will pass the test. You will marvel of who stands by you. You will marvel at your discoveries of who you truly are. You are witnessing changes in this incarnation that are unspeakable. In other words, no words are needed. It is a communication of the heart. See if you can tune into these streams of delight all throughout your day. Your mind is very busy. It is active. It is sending you here and there, primarily to past associations. And so you continue to act like a pauper in the middle of the kingdom of heaven. As you attune to the transmissions that are within reach at this time, tuning into the Sacred Heart, to its wisdom, to the energy and vibration of love as a master that you have ready access to. There is no one hearing our words or reading or listening at a later date, seemingly, though they are present now. That is without this capability. It has to do with your willingness to perform the miracles. You have all been the high priestess and the magician and the enlightened master. Claim that, feel that, trust that. You are being signaled to return to your rightful place amongst the energy of awakened consciousness. It is simply a matter of your desire. What is it you desire in each moment? To keep recreating out of past associations, the energy of conflict, the energy of war, the energy of blame. You are coming to a place where there is an increase in manifestation skill. With this increase comes stronger, shall we say, results of playing with the contents of that which would be better used placing in a trash receptacle. As you continue to play with and manifest from the energies of poverty, of separation, of believing that if you give, you do not receive. If you give, you won't have enough yourself. Seeing everyone or anyone as anything less than totally innocent. Well, then you create from this energy and you have the results in your own affairs, in your own lives, not as punishment, but as a demonstration of your power. You must return to owning your power. This belief that you are powerless is quite frankly absurd. You are executing your power in choosing to be helpless. You are not helpless. You are avoiding the responsibility of being quite powerful, because if you are powerful, then you are responsible. And if you are responsible, the buck stops here. It is an inherited trait, this desire to not accept responsibility. It is what is occurring in your political arena. It is the reason you punish and have the inmates. They are at fault. They are the problems with our society. You seem to have an overflow of the problems lately. Have you noticed? Your problem-solving skills are not solving anything. Your political structure is not solving anything. Throwing bombs and discussions of who is to blame, whether it is nation to nation, or in a peer group, or at the bowling league, is not solving anything. You appear to have this good, perfect, wonderful life until something happens, because you are living in duality. What goes up must go down. Do you ever wonder if you could change that? Do you ever wonder if you can truly solve the mysteries of what is occurring? What is occurring, dear ones, is your divine self is awakening you home. It is shedding light into this misery landscape of duality, of decay, of suffering, of ever-ending, never-ending conflict. The war is over as you choose to accept this, but you must stop warring. It is quite easy. It is a flick of the switch, of listening to the heart, of realizing your divine self is already awakened and is signaling to you to do as such. It begins with the transference of consciousness, of focus, of priority. What matters most in each moment? Your awakening? Your divine self? Love? Or getting the job done? You have been getting the job done for eons of time. It is time to take the responsibility of who you are, of your light, of your power. Now, once you claim this, a very interesting thing will occur. You will realize it is not so hard at all to adjust to this very powerful position of using the energy of the Christ nature, of the Buddha, of the Krishna. The labels, they are a form. Use the labels if they serve, but do not deny the remembrance. There is no separation. So how could you possibly be separate from the Krishna, the Buddha, the Christ energy? You are not. You are not. So the heat is on. Your vibration continues to increase. It is causing chaos and mayhem. And well, it should, because it is getting your attention. What are you creating from, and is there a better choice? It is getting your attention. There are those learning how to operate from the powerful stance. Our channeler, one of them. Huh, she finds her power and suddenly the tears are gone. Magic, magic. She's you. She's up against the wall with a few challenges of her own. And so we do not save her. We do not rescue the damsel in distress, because she will always think her answer is to be rescued and saved. It has come the time to be the ones who will rescue themselves. That is when your true life begins. That is when each of you will be handed your ministry, your divine appointment. Choose to be responsible in each moment for that which you are experiencing. Choose to dwell on the possibilities there is no separation between you and your divine self in this very moment. Not in the future, in the moment. Choose to represent the Christ energies, not knowing in your mind what that even entails. It is a choice. It is this decision to stop backing away from who you are. There are only masters in this group. Surely you have determined this already. Look around the group. Feel the energy of this group. Feel the power of this group. Own each moment as a master on a quest of discovery of their truth. Recognize the light in another's eyes. They may think you're falling in love with them. Perhaps you are. Perhaps you should. What if you fell in love with the whole world? Would you recognize there is only love? Would you recognize who you are? Would you stop fighting with yourself and believing in the voice of the ego? And realize, choose to recognize your divine self. Everything that you are playing with are aspects of your own consciousness. There is nothing outside as powerful as the divine within. It's all your creation. How could it be? These seemingly things, this fabric of illusion known as your life. Your life is truly ready to begin as you choose to begin it. Those that say they do not have time, they are busy finding a parking spot to go and get the dinner. We ask you to remember the power of your breath. In each moment, you can choose to awaken, to be one with your light, to see the light in your brother and sister as you go about in the market. Do not wait to awaken. You will be forever waiting. It is a trick of the ego, and a good one, yes? As you choose your readiness, you will find your appointed master selves in a myriad of forms arriving. There is no one that seeks to awaken that the help does not arrive. You see, there is nowhere you can go that we are not already with you, by your side, seemingly, perhaps as an extended aspect of your very own self. This is where you're headed, to allow your understanding of self to expand to the truth. The truth that you already are home, you already are awakened. It begins with aligning with your power. It begins with aligning with your heart. We are sending the transmissions powerful transmissions will you receive? You see, even with our activations, you have choice. Will you receive? Will you begin your journey home? Will you recognize the journey's end? This is why there are those that have the sudden awakenings. It does not take 10 years, 20 years, six lifetimes. This is why there are those that suddenly shift into new perceptions. It is the mind that believes in the linear time frame. It will take me 20 years of meditating in a cave, and then maybe I'll know something. You understand the power of the energies that are arriving. There is a new day dawning, both on a planetary basis, as well as in your own personal life, as you understand this to be. There is a new day dawning. There is new energy to work with, new light. It is yours. You are gifting yourself with the awareness and with your light. So we will adjourn, but we will return again and again. Continue to expand. Allow yourself to feel this expanded nature. It is something to activate on your own. When you are feeling a bit stressed, a bit tired, a bit weary, imagine yourself expanding into the light. Imagine there being a golden shower of light, almost as an overlay, and allow it to heal you, to purify you, to be one as you. So, we take leave, we open the floor to the questions of how we can assist you in helping you find, activate, trust who you truly are. And so it is. All righty, so we're going to, well, there is no floor. But nevertheless, we will start with Colleen and make our way around and see how we can be of help today. Okay, so you want to unmute your side? There you go.
Nicole, how are you?
I am awesome. How can we help?
I haven't been in a while, so anything to have.
Oh my gosh. You've got a very high-level master teacher that's working with you that I feel very strongly really has the ability to support you in making major shifts of consciousness, major shifts of understanding, I'm going to say like breakthroughs. Like literally, I'm like, come see my movie. Like life-changing breakthroughs. That's how significant this is. So let me see what I can get about that. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Colleen.
And say it one more time.
Colleen.
And say it one more time, honey.
Colleen.
All right. Trust that you are already connected. Trust that you are already there. Trust that there you are already receiving master communication. It's almost like King Arthur pulling the sword out of the stone. If he didn't trust that he had a chance, he would never try to do it. So in order to access this, I feel like important. It's like I'm getting the word important. I'm like, okay, it's important. access is important. transference of awareness that is your divine right to receive, it has to do with you really anchoring in. I'm going to say it this way. It's sort of like you're playing Colleen sitting at your desk, okay, another day. But in truth, I actually see you somewhere else sitting with these masters in this other dimension. Like, you are already there. It's already, you know, it's like getting a call from a best friend. Like, you don't need an introduction to your best friend, you know, like, you already have this like very committed, very personal relationship between the two of you. She's got access to like all your personal phone numbers you don't give clients, things like that. And it's just a done deal. She can come in and out anytime, all time she wants to. So treat your relationships with spiritual masters. I feel like there's one in particular. And you probably know who I'm talking about, it feels like. But treat them as if he, I feel like it's a he, is your old friend. Not, I'm here, they're up there. Because I promise you, I'm looking at you in another dimension, and the two of you are equals. The two of you are equal, like your friends. Like, you would go out to lunch with a friend, like, Colleen, you want to go to lunch tomorrow? If you and I did that, we would be friends going out to lunch. The more that you don't see there being such a difference of levels, the faster you will stream in this light information. I see it coming in as light. I don't know how you're going to receive it. You may get light language. You may get words. You may get sudden like inspirations for how you can like take care of a problem in New York City overnight. Like, oh my God, if I call this office and I do this, and I don't know what it is, but it's going to be significant. And you bring it through when you have like, it's not justified pride. It's awareness of, Colleen, say your name one more time.
Colleen.
It's awareness of who you really are in spirit. Like, you're playing Colleen right now. You're playing Colleen. But you're like a spiritual giant in the realm of spirit. And they're saying, if you think about what attracts you, if you think about what you just kind of know and what you believe, they're saying, why is that? Why is that? Why do you just know things? You just totally get things that other people are like, what? And you're like, that's just a given. What do I do with it now? So what it is that you're the spiritual master that has incarnated to serve. And you're coming, you're like, your number's being called. You're coming up on your opportunity to actually move into service. I don't feel like you have to like totally shift your life. Like, your life can kind of continue as it is. However, you do get opportunities to have like adjunct programs. So by day she does this, but then she's also set up this foundation or whatever it may be. I feel like spirit's giving you a leg up and also giving you an opportunity to use your stuff for good. And say your name one more time.
Colleen.
The more that you can trust, how do I want to say this? The more that you can trust it's your divine right to receive this wisdom, the more that you trust you're receiving it from like old spiritual friends. It's almost like getting a call from your college roommate, and you know, she's got information. It's like, it's my college roommate, it's no big deal. It's sort of like that. That the information, like the people that you're working with, even though they're masters, they're really your friends. I don't know why, but that really makes a difference for you. So you may get the information in a dream state. I don't know how it's coming through, but there's a ton of stuff that really wants to come through you. It has to do with the energies right now are ripe that it will make a difference. Like if it came through earlier, it would have just stalled out. But the energies are right now.
Okay.
So it's about opening up and trusting who you are. And it's like the balance of being humble, but also honoring your awareness of who you honestly know who you are. And I feel like it's like on some level you do know that. So what they're saying is it's okay to acknowledge that. It really is. It's actually time. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So good to see you.
Thanks.
Okay. Hi, Miss Linda. How can we help you today? I know. Now you got to unmute. Oh, my God. It's a dog. I was seeing that fur, and I was like, is that a pillow? Is that a dog? Okay. So you just want to unmute. It's your bottom left, I believe.
Okay.
There you go.
I have a hard time leaving him, so this works really good for me.
Oh, awesome.
But he's blind, and he's kind of overly attached to me.
Yeah, I can understand. Oh, how can we help? How can we help both of you today?
I've just been going through a lot of issues with my son and my husband, and wondering if we're going to come to a close with all of this, because I've been upset and displaced and frustrated and angry and sad and blah, blah, blah. Every emotion is pretty much through the whole thing. And I feel that it's been so disruptive to both of our lives, my husband and I. And do we see like it coming to a close very soon, at least for our part in this?
Okay. So is the issue regarding your son? Is that what the whole issue is about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then is there's conflict between you and your husband in regards to the issue? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. One moment, please. Okay. So if you can just take a deep breath and I release that and maybe do it one more time, that will help me tune in a little bit better. Thank you. Okay, so if you're comfortable with this, I'm gonna have you say your first name and then your son's first name.
Linda Matthew.
And say his name again, please.
Matthew.
And say it one more time.
Matthew.
It feels like Matthew should really be on the call today, not you.
He's a red hot mess.
I'm like, I need to speak to Matthew. Okay, hold on a second, sweetheart. All right, so we're going to do that one more time and say his first name again, please.
Matthew.
Well, this may be a little frustrating, but what will support Matthew is if you can, almost like what they were saying in the message today, again, so much easier to give this advice than to practice it. But the more that you can release your projections of your opinions about the whole thing, and really like bathe him in light, see him hearing his own spiritual committee, his angels, his guides, that kind of thing. See him finding his path. See him like finding the spiritual help. I feel like you have been praying for him on some level, because I do feel like there's help and support available for him. And I also feel strongly, just to give you some feedback, that extra help is as a result of your prayers. You're very powerful, I mean, you really are, so you should know that also. And it has made a difference. So you got the help sent. That's not the issue. What you're up to is him receiving it. There's a little bit of stubbornness involved, a little bit of avoidance, because he's got work to do. He's got work to do. There's no doubt about that. However, you have the abilities. You have the ability to create miracles. And the way you create them is by really holding the light for him and holding the intention of seeing him find like that inner strength to avail himself of the help that literally you've already sent. Now, it's a tall order for you because to pull this off, and I feel for you, I mean, because we all have our own tangled family situations one way or another, because it does require you to be a light master and step out of ego, because the ego is going to project all over this thing, because he's given you so much. I mean, like anybody would say you're very justified in your ego response. And when I say ego, I don't mean like you're full of ego. I just mean like the typical linear response. Anybody would say you're 1,000,000% justified. Nevertheless, you don't want to be right. You want resolution. So the resolution comes in being willing to really just see him in his spiritual truth, see him in his ability to learn the lessons that he needs to learn. I mean, all this is here because he needs to learn the lesson he needs to learn from it. And so what happens is when you get so, gosh, like when you dig like yourself a hole almost, it's hard to get out. I mean, it's just hard to get out. And the further you go, the harder it is to get out. You understand that. However, if you choose, it's an offer. What Spirit's saying is it's your call. But if you drop all the linear stuff, you take out the awareness that you're his mother, he's your son, drop all that, see him as just like a spiritual ally, you know, a member of your own soul group. So in other words, on the spirit realm, you're not mother and son, you're really spirit. And really hold the vision of his transformation. What that will do is kind of signal to his higher self. It's kind of like you'll be communicating higher self to higher self. You know, it's almost like you're taking a step out of duality, out of your linear life where you're playing mother. And it's like almost like, you know, when you're playing baseball or football and they call timeout and then they kind of confer. It's a little bit like that, where it's like, okay, you know, this is what's going on. You're kind of like really stuck right now in this lifetime. What do you want to do about it? You know, here's my olive branch, you know, like here's my offer. And so when you just drop the judgment and the projection, again, no judgment in me saying that, you know, it's just natural. But when you just drop it and just hold that potentiality for him, what that does is it creates this energy that's then offered to him for him to immerse himself in and for him to accept and say, yes, I receive. It's a little bit like when people send others healings. There are those that are healers in families that literally offer a healing of a disease or whatever. And then it's for that other person, whether they want to accept it. Yes, I accept it. No, I want to stay attached to this ego story for whatever I'm attached to it. And I don't. You're a healer. I mean, you really are. You have amazing abilities. So you have the ability to really hold that energetic space for him. Seeing him like stepping into that energy, seeing, and it really just through the power of love, through the power of you holding the light, through the power of your intention. There's no guarantee that it'll work. However, you might be really amazed at the advancements that are made. You hold a lot of power. I mean, you really, really, really do. So that's one thing that is available for you. Let me see what else we can bring forth. Your question is, will there be resolution? What is your question specifically?
Yeah, well, the resolution is also between my husband and I, because it's gotten so much conflict.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can
feel
that.
Feeling really disconnected from my husband, mm-hmm. in a way that is from my, I don't know, is it from my end? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm disconnected from the relationship, and I'm also angry and disappointed in him, mm-hmm. and how he's handled this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not taking my advice or such consideration into any of his decision-making processes. So, and I guess I'm a person who believes that a relationship is where both parties are in agreement or not in agreement, and then try to resolve an agreement between them.
Yeah.
And in this situation with my son, mm-hmm. he's overridden everything that I've said, responded to.
All right, one moment.
And it's not that I want to be right, I just don't agree that how he's handling this is for my son's best.
No, I understand.
And obviously we've been doing this for a while, and my husband keeps doing the same thing and thinking he's going to get different results, and he's not. It's accelerating.
Okay. All right. One moment, please.
I don't even know if I said that. I made any sense.
No, you made perfect sense. Okay. So we're going to have you say your first name and then your husband's first name.
Mm-hmm. Linda,
mm-hmm.
and Matthew Senior, but I call him Matt.
And say his name one more time.
Matt.
They keep showing me Ganesh. So do you know Ganesh is that elephant?
This one right here?
Yes, ma'am! Okay, so you're very intuitive because you actually have the antidote. What you want to do, what they're showing me is, yes, there is very blocked communication. There really is. It's like you guys are just on different planets right now. So envision, I'm getting energy coming through me. Envision Ganesh getting really powered up. So it would be like as if he's like a toy or something where, you know, you wind him up and then he starts vibrating. And see, because he removes obstacles. And imagine like in your spiritual vision, him vibrating and that vibration just breaking up the old energy of discordant energy is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine that actually that propelled pulse of Ganesh, like literally going through your house. Does your husband live with you?
I'm in Florida right now. He's in New Jersey with my son.
Okay.
So that
they're there. So you want, that's what I was wondering before I said just the house, because I felt like there was more to that. So you can just hold that intention like through your house, through their house, through the laptop, if you Skype each other, like just so it hits everything.
Mm-hmm.
But really breaking up the energy of, you know, disappointment. Like, I really feel like that anger is disappointment that you haven't been heard.
And
just really so that you can be in the present with him, because there's so much old energy that it's like layers and layers of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So work energetically with Ganesh to really break up the miscommunication and that feeling of not being heard. So that's step one. So let me see what else there is. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Linda.
This is so not spiritual of me to say, but this is so not spiritual of me to say, but there's a little bit of ego involved with your husband. And what I want to say, what comes to mind is, there are no men on the call. Men always need to be right. I don't know how to say this, but they're just not as attuned to that intuitive side. So they need to be right, even if they're not right, they need to hold on to being right. And it's an ego thing, and society really sets them up with it, to be honest, because they're supposed to be the strong one, they're supposed to be the provider, and it's just this ego thing going on with your husband that, it's like his ego won't let him consider that he's not right. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard for him.
Yeah.
It's hard for him to consider any other possibility. There's no linkage. There's no file in the computer, you know, in his mind where that can enter in as a possibility. So the only thing I can add to everything I've said is to pray for everyone's best and highest good. Because on a spiritual level, I just feel like all three of you have opportunity for healing through this. And the best way to pull it off is saying that prayer with sincerity. And again, you're a spiritual powerhouse. It, like, to me, it puts like this umbrella over all three of you. When you really pray for the highest and best good of all, I feel like you have the ability to shift things. Yeah, it's I hate to say this, but your husband's a little stubborn. He's a little stubborn.
A little bit.
So if you do the prayer work, it's working with his higher self, not the ego self.
Right.
Okay.
I guess I have been so what you're saying exactly what I need to hear, because I guess my ego has been standing in the way of me being able to do that at this particular time.
Yeah.
I have done it in the past.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough situation. I know.
Disappointed, angry.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will leave you with that and keep you in my prayers as well. Okay.
Thank
so I will actually say a prayer after the session's over and send some energy to all three of you as well.
Yeah, especially my son. He needs it more than the rest of us.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Hey, Miss Julie.
Me?
Yes, you. How can we help you?
Oh, whatever. I really just want to listen to your channeling session, so whatever they have for me.
Okay. Okie dokie. Man, I am just loving your energy. I'm saying this, you know, you want a compliment? Call me up. And the reason I say that is every time I tune into you, I'm just so happy for you and you climbing that spiritual staircase because you're light. Every time I see you, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, whatever you're doing. Now, I'm like, will you send me a list of what you're doing? Now I'm getting curious because every time I tune into you, the reason I'm saying this, I'm kidding and I'm kind of not, because every time I tune into you, you're actually getting stronger energetically. Your light's actually getting brighter. So it's really having an impact you're just getting a really good bang for your buck, so to speak. So it makes me curious. But more importantly than that, I'm just so happy for you. So let me just tune in, excuse me, and see what we have for you today. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
Oh man, you know, there's a problem when you grow spiritually is spirit holds you to task. Because they're presenting you with an opportunity. Not easy. incredibly purposeful. Oh, goodness, let me make sure, because it really is. And say your name one more time, honey.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
It's a game. And the game is whatever is going on, trust that there's a silver lining. Trust that there's another way of looking at things. Trust that there's a way to look at whatever is occurring with the eyes of love. Sometimes you'll actually receive information from spirit where you'll get the transference of perception and it's like, oh wow, or you know, spirit will help you open up your heart where your heart was closed, and suddenly your heart opens and it's like, oh wow, that's so different. Sometimes you won't at all and it's like, okay Nicole, I did it and nothing happened. But understand something did happen, because what you're doing is you're having the willingness. Like you're having the willingness to be explained. You're having the willingness not to know. And being provided, you know, like the spiritual answer key. And say your name one more time.
Julie.
It has to do with this transformation that's occurring for you. You're in this cycle of like completion, moving into like a new realm, and a new realm of good fortune. I bring forth this message to you like every time, but in different ways. Mm-hmm. But it's like this realm of good fortune. And so it's like preparing you for it. So your job really is to open up to love. When you feel any emotions, angry, this, that, or whatever, don't deny emotions, don't suppress them, you know, acknowledge them, but then also realize there's another way to look at it, a higher way, you know, what would love say, show me love in this situation. It has something, and say your name one more time.
Julie.
Yeah, you're being introduced to something new. I don't know what it is. I feel like you have a new spiritual teacher that's coming through. And again, the compliment goes to you, like A plus, I kid you not. I mean, you really have just been doing a superb job. So you're being prepared is all I know. You're being prepared. It's really good. I actually have someone like patting you on the back. Like, you know, like in the Olympics and they get off the balance beam and the coach comes and they pat them on the back, you know, like good job. That's what Spirit's saying to you. That's what Spirit's saying to you. Like, you know, rock and roll. Like you honestly keep going. But open up to what love wants to say about it, whatever it is.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh, Avril, I totally forgot. Avril needed to leave early, so I'm guessing she's not even there. Avril, are you there? Yeah, Avril needed to leave early and
No, I'm still here.
Oh, awesome. How can we help you, sweetheart?
I'd like to ask about a friend I have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what to ask, but I just want to see what they say about him.
Okay.
Perspective.
That's fine. So we're going to have you say your first name and then say your friend's name.
My name's Avril and Martin.
And so do you have a concern about Martin?
Yeah, whether he's good to have as a friend, really, whether I'm, because I've been close to stopping the friendship a few times,
okay.
Just to see what they think.
And say his name one more time.
Martin.
And say it one more time.
Martin.
He has skeletons in his closet. Yeah. He has skeletons in his closet. I mean, we all do, to be honest, but it's causing him problem, is the problem with his skeletons. So let me see what that's about. And say his name one more time.
Martin.
And say it one more time.
Martin.
He really needs to heal that. He really does. He's suffering and he's going to continue to suffer. I mean, there's nobody, it's like what I said, everyone's got skeletons in their closet, no big deal, but it's when you don't address them, and Oh man. I want Linda's son to come on, and I want Martin to come on. Martin is a really cool guy. Martin has so much potential. He really does. But he needs to address this, or it's really going to be his Achilles heel.
Do you know what he is?
And say his name again?
Martin.
And say it one more time?
Martin.
Talk about someone that needs the vibration of love. Oh my gosh. It's like he's got his own, okay, let me bottom line it here, because this is about you. He's got his own personal demons. That's the bottom line. And so because of that, I don't know what it is. It's like he overreacts to things or things like that. And it's because there's like this trouble inside that needs healing. He doesn't understand that it's no big deal. Like, he's frightened of exploring it. He's frightened of looking at it. So he keeps like denying it or deflecting it, like it's someone else's fault, or I don't know what his deal is, but he's choosing not to heal it. What he doesn't realize is it really, really wouldn't be that big a deal to heal it. It really wouldn't. But he's using up, instead of using his energy to heal it, he's using his energy to deflect and not address it. And because of that, I just feel like he's overreactive. And that is like, you could be in the crossfire of the boomerang. it's not about you. It's about, he's walking around with personal demons and he needs healing. So your question is he good to have around? Yes, when he's not reacting. No, when he is reacting. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Good to have around. And say your name and his name one more time.
Avril. Mm-hmm. Martin.
You know, with boundaries, you know, when he gets into those spaces, it's like, well, you know what? I'm getting tired. I think, you know, we'll call it a night and I'll see you next time.
Yes.
Because I don't feel like you're going to make it go away until he chooses to address it. I don't know how to say this. I don't know the personal situation, but if you guys like got really close and became lovers and, you know, you wouldn't do that with him. But just for argument's sake, love is the ultimate master. So if he felt, here's the bottom line, if he did have that kind of relationship with someone and he felt loved enough that it was safe for him to open that up, it would do him a world of good. A world of good.
Yeah.
Boundaries is all I can say to you, my friend. You know, he's a cool guy. It isn't that he isn't. I see why you're friends with him to begin with. He's a cool guy. But he just has personal demons that, you know, if your dog has rabies, take him to the vet. Don't let him stay in the house with rabies. You know, like, I don't know what to say. Oh, but I love you.
You.
Okay. And Songul. Still can't say her name right. Songul.
You can't say it.
Songul. Okay, well, you and I are going to work on that in a private session. I need a session with you.
That's you.
Songul. Songul. All right, sweetheart. How may I help you?
Anything that for my high school is
okay. Your healing abilities are starting. I feel like you're going to be healing, sending healing transmission through your eyes. So be aware of that. I feel all this stuff going on in my eye all of a sudden. So my strong feeling is you're receiving some kind of healing ability coming through. Also, clairvoyancy is going to be increasing. I've got lights going off confirming that. So whether you start seeing past lifetimes, or you may see someone and realize you knew them in another lifetime, something like that. Your intuition's also going to be developing, where you may look at the kid and you're just going to suddenly like feel their heart and know exactly what the problem is. Like, you'll just know it. Like, oh my gosh, it has to do with, you know, the mom's upset all the time. I don't know what it is, but you'll just suddenly know. So really cool gifts are on their way to you. So that's the first thing I want to say to you. And say your first name, please.
Mongu.
And say it one more time.
Mongu.
You are so good. Oh my God. So what happens is lately, it's the funniest little gift. People say their first name and I hear a word or a phrase. And every time they say it, I literally don't hear them saying their name. I actually hear them saying the phrase. And with you, I keep hearing that you're so good. You're so good. You really are. I agree with Spirit on that one. Just in terms of doing your work, I mean, just really impressive. Okay, so let me see if there's anything else, though, I can tell you that would be helpful for you to know. So one moment, please. And say your first name.
Songu.
And say it one more time.
Songu.
And say it one more time, honey.
Songu.
It's a little bit like Julie's message, but it's coming through differently. Be willing to be wrong. Be willing to be wrong. Now, I don't mean, by the way, in terms of a personal relationship where you think the other person's wrong and you're right. I mean in terms of your perceptions. So how you perceive a situation. Be willing to be wrong, because as you are, as you hold that space, as you hold like that space of allowance, what's going to happen is like spiritual wisdom is just going to be dropped in, like information is just going to be dropped in. And the way it happens is when you release your tightness or attachment to like ego information. So when you're willing to be wrong, you're totally open to spirit communication giving you information, because you're not acting like you already know. It takes a little bit of willingness and practice. I feel like, I mean, you're such a good spiritual student. I'm not concerned about that with you. I feel like you're going to be really delighted with the results. Really, really, really delighted with the results. You know, it's almost like A Course in Miracles that we have here in the States. I don't know if you guys have it, but anyway, it's like it reminds me of that. There's one lesson, and it's like, you know, I don't know what anything is for. It's that kind of thing. But people do that, and then they totally forget. But you're at a very advanced level of your spiritual development that this is something that you're going to start using all the time. Like, once you get in the hang of this, it's going to be very useful to you. And when I'm saying this to you, it's so funny how Spirit talks to me. On my refrigerator, I have a peace sign. And the middle of that peace sign is a line. And in that line, that's where I'm seeing the column of light. And I'm literally seeing it look like a mail chute. Shoop, shoot, like a drop. And that's when like that information is just dropped down to you. You know, from your higher self or whatever it is, but really good, really good. So that is your practical instruction to play with that and recognize, oh my gosh, I just feel like it's gonna start exploding for you in terms of your spiritual development. Yeah, I really, really, really do. Huge, huge. Like who you are now versus even who you're gonna be in 6 months. Yeah, and because of your efforts, they don't want me to say efforts, excuse me. They're saying willingness, because of your willingness. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Much love. Okay, so we covered everybody. Indeed, let us continue in this covering. In other words, it is our divine right and custom to shower you with our gifts, with our light, with our awarenesses. Use these energies for your own promotion, for the promotion and acceleration of all those that you love, of all those that you touch. As you recognize that generosity is the way, you have the opportunity to keep increasing your skills. You see, when you pre-select to arrive, to be the one, a bestower of dreams, of gift, of harmony, of laughter, you must understand that those with the effectiveness will arrive, will quickly respond and provide you with more. It is because you are using your gifts in the purposeful display of being the healer, of being the healer of life. Until next time, we surround you with our life, with our gifts, and we salute you, the masters. Namaste.